we begin to live a life of love, and we start putting others above ourselves, and we start becoming truly generous. I want to read to you a parable that you know. I'd like for you to see it maybe in a different light. It's in Matthew chapter 25. You can turn there with me if you'd like. I'll begin in verse 14. You know the story. You can listen tonight. Jesus is speaking. He says, again, the kingdom of God is like a man going on a journey who calls his servants and entrusts his poverty to them. To one he gave 5 talents of money, to another 2 talents, to another 1 talent, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received 5 talents went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 more. So also one with 2 talents gained 2 more. But the man who had received 1 talent went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. You know the parable. But let's continue. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received the 5 talents brought the other 5. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 talents. See, I've gained 5 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. The man with 2 talents also came. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 2 talents. You have gained 2 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Then the man who had received the 1 talent came. Master, he said, I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown, gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your talent in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you. His master replied, you wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed? Well, then you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers so when I returned, it would have received it back with interest. Take the talent from him and give it to the one who has 10 talents. For everyone who has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. For whoever does not have, even what he has, will be taken from him. And throw the worthless servant outside into the dark, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now, there have been several things that have bothered me about this parable, to be honest with you, over time. Has this parable ever disturbed you in any way? There's several things that bother me. Of course, there's a lot of good things, right? The guy with 5 talents, he doubled it to 10. The one with 2 talents doubled it to 4. Well, it seems unfair that the master gives him a different amount. Wouldn't you think if God is fair that he would give us all the same amount of talent? But he doesn't, does he? I mean, let's be honest. Some people are simply more talented than other people. Some people are smarter than other people. Some people are more attractive than other people. Life is not fair. We just have to suck it up and live with it. That's just the way it is. But the great thing is that if God gave us 2 talents, we're not responsible for doubling 5. If God gave us 5 talents, if it looks like we doubled 2, we're going to be in trouble.